Jay Glazer of Fox Sports, and really a friend of the family here, because you come to Vikings training camp every season.
It's one of my favorite places to go, man. You got Boomtown right over here, man. You got fried cheese curds. Got a good beer. What's not to like over here? It's fantastic.
Right. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. A good crowd here behind you. What's the story you chase when you come here? I know you come here to see a lot of friends. Jared, Sully, George Payton, Rick Seelen.
Don't give my people out. I don't go around a training camp to try and go after stories or anything like that. Really, this is all about relationship, face-to-face time. And look, I'm here for one day. What am I really going to see in a day that I could tell fans that this guy's good or not good? And I think that's kind of a disservice. I'm not going to know in a day who's doing well, but you build up these relationships and you bust your butt and you get on the phone and then you find out, you know, what the real story is. Training camp for me is really just about building relationships.
And you build a lot of relationships through kind of a business venture of yours, and you're involved in MMA, and a lot of NFL players are, a lot of athletes are. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we had Kyle Rudolph come in for a little bit this offseason, which was good. Jared Allen's one who really started the entire program. I've had about 100 guys now, NFL players. We had a good group this year also, and we just try and use mixed martial arts techniques to help these guys and really push their breaking point, get a lot more violent with their hands, teach them leverage, do a lot of wrestling. And I don't know how much longer I got because I'm getting old and I'm 5'7" and Jewish. I got everything working against me. But I got a lot of good friends who helped me, you know, Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture and Brian Stan and, you know, guys like that who are a lot more equipped to do it than I am. But it's great. You know, it's just teaching these guys how to, you know, leverage and like the violence of it and imposing your will is fantastic. I love it.
What do you think about the NFC North? Vikings, Packers, Lions, Bears, tough division. I would think at this time all four teams think they can win the division. What do you think about this division?
Well, in camp, I hope everybody thinks they can win the division. Hey, you know what? A couple years ago I came out here. Last year I came out and I think I was the only one who picked the Vikings for the playoffs because of their personnel. But I said, hey, you just never know who's going to get hurt. And that's really the biggest thing. Whoever keeps the healthiest, that's really what kind of dictates who's going to be able to go on. You know, look, it's a crapshoot. Like I said, you have no idea. I think the Bears have, you know, they got a lot of messing to do with a new staff. And obviously that quarterback, you never know what you're going to get with him. The Lions, it's a make or break year. Packers, you know they're always going to be, as long as that quarterback's in there, they're going to be, you know, tough to deal with. But you guys, personnel-wise, just very, very balanced team. Very balanced. And as long as you got, you know, Adrian run that ball MVP over there, it just makes it difficult for everybody else.
Well, no more questions. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for not putting me in a sleeper hold.
No. And that's that pro wrestling stuff. No sleeper hold.
Okay, good.
Are you sure I can do it too?
No, off camera. I don't want to be embarrassed.